Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Well, good morning, everybody. Today is Tuesday, March 26th, and we have a very special guest with us today. I would like to introduce to you Ms. Luna Russo from Unified Caring Association. Luna has been with Unified Caring for several years and now spearheads their biannual scholarship essay contest, and she is here to share with us all of the incredible details about the about this Unified Caring scholarship. Luna,
good
are
morning.
You there?
How are you?
Good
I'm
morning,
right here.
Luna. Yay, great. I'm so happy that you're here with us today, and I would love to know more about the scholarship essay contest. Is there? Can you tell us a little bit about it, please?
I would love to tell you about the scholarship contest that Unified Caring has. As you may know, Unified Caring's mandate is to show caring through its CARE program. And CARE is an acronym for children, animals, reforestation, elderly. And throughout the year, we sponsor projects relating to those categories. Now, our scholarship program began about 4 years ago when we specifically wanted to encourage the next generation to think in terms of how to create a more caring world. We invite high school students to write a 500-word essay describing what actions they would take to accomplish this. And we have 10 first-place winners and 10 honorable mention winners for this latest scholarship, which just opened up on March 15th. The top 10 winners will be awarded $350 each, and the honorable mention winners, that's the second 10 winners, will be awarded $100 each. And
wow.
Just so you know, when we, yeah, it's you know, we really want to honor these kids for their efforts, and they continue to blow our minds with what they come up with. But,
right.
When we first started offering the essay scholarships, we were unprepared for the many entrants who submitted essays that just really, really impressed us and hit us right in our hearts. And they all had constructive and meaningful things to say. So we knew we had to have a platform for them, and so we created the honorable mention category, which we did not have originally because we felt there were just so many essays that were worth honoring.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That was how it all began about 4 years ago. And,
wow. What spurred this interest for the scholarships and to award these incredible children for their visions?
Well, you know, we our future is in the hands of the youth. Let's face it,
isn't that
and
the
they
truth?
Are dealing with. Yeah, yeah. And we wanted to know, and we wanted to give them an opportunity to speak their speak. So we wanted to know where they were at, what things concerned them. We wanted to give them a platform for their hopes and their dreams. And we wanted to reward them for contributing and for thinking and for expressing that. So that was kind of the mandate originally of how it all started.
That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. So how does a student learn about these scholarship opportunities? And then can you explain to the listeners how that works, especially if anybody, you said you just had a program start on March 15th. So and it's
correct,
biannual.
Correct.
So this is your spring scholarship program. So how do they learn about the opportunity, and how does that work? And if anybody listening wants to get their child involved in the spring one, we can, you know, find out how they can do that as well.
Sure, sure. The kids usually learn about it through their schools. We have an email list of guidance counselors and other contacts in schools throughout the country. And we email them the scholarship announcement along with a flyer that they can post and share with the students. Anyone, actually, that's a high school student, a junior or senior, that's where this contest is open to juniors and seniors, can actually go online to unifiedcaring.org and click on scholarships and just follow the scholarship portal and put their entries in. And they'll be connected directly to the portal, and we'll get to see their essay. They will also see a copy of the flyer on the website, so they will be able to know exactly what they have to do.
Right. And again, since we're talking about the website, the web address is unifiedcaringassociation.org.
It's actually unifiedcaring.org.
Unifiedcaring.org, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And so they can just go on to unifiedcaring.org and click into the scholarship opportunity and
mm-hmm.
see what it is that they have to do, and they can submit right there from that portal, correct?
Right, correct, yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. So the current scholarship is running now through May 15th with your winner announced at the end of May.
Correct, uh-huh.
Great.
We've already received. I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say, how do you notify the winners that they've won?
When we've finally chosen the winners, we send emails out to them directly, and announcing that they are a winner, and confirming their address, so that we can send them their scholarship certificate award as well as their check for their monetary award.
Wow. This is great. Absolutely great. Now, you said that the scholarship program has been going for, you're in your fourth year. So have
mm-hmm.
you noticed any difference in the nature of the essays since it started? Has it evolved?
Yes, it's actually very interesting. The first round of essays took us by surprise because no matter how the essay topic was presented, quite a few of the kids wrote of their own very personal experiences up to that point in life. It was as if the floodgates had opened for them, and finally they had someone to listen. Remarkably, in spite of some severe challenges and hardships that they wrote about, these kids had a vision and hope for the future and a plan as to how to achieve it. I'm telling you, we shed many a tear in those days. It was so humbling to witness the courage and determination of these kids. Now, these days, for whatever reason, the essays are less about their personal lives and more about an experience or observation that has awakened their life mission.
Wow. Well, now, with the many tears in the days before and the courage and the determination of these children, it must be difficult to choose 10, 20, you know, 10 winners along with the 10 honorable mentions. I mean, that has to be probably the most difficult job to choose for these children.
Oh, you can't even imagine. It is so hard. it's very, very difficult. And each one of the essays touches you in a different place in your heart, in your own life experience. It's really quite an incredible thing. And it's such an honor to be a part of the process of choosing the winners. Some of the kids are extremely articulate, very gifted, very talented, and they write beautiful, beautiful essays. And then you have kids that have difficulty with the English language or difficulty expressing themselves, but they are, it's just everything they write comes directly from their heart. And so, you know, you have to find a way to include all of that into your choices. And it's not just one person choosing the winners. There are actually three of us currently that get to read all of the essays and pick our choices, and then they all come together, and then the final choices are made. It is a very difficult situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And
it really sounds like it.
Yeah, yeah, it's hard because every single one of them deserves accolades on one level or another. We cherish those essays.
Right, so that, I can't even imagine, because how many essays, for the winter scholarship, I know this one has just started, so, and I'm sure you have many already, but how many entrants were in the winter scholarship program?
The last one we had in the winter one, we had over 200. We had over 200. Yes, every time we post a scholarship, we get more and more and more and more. We actually had entries from Hawaii and Michigan and Minnesota and Florida, everywhere. It was really wonderful to have them come in.
That is so amazing.
You know,
the outreach to help give these children a platform to share their vision or something that has touched their heart or an experience in their life and have them feel free to pour out, you know, a portion of them into that is, you know, I can imagine it being quite a humbling undertaking, right? Because everybody is so, you know, involved in their own life and getting their things done, and then taking a moment to literally go through more than 200 essays and come up with somebody, you know, who, you know, that maybe just rises to the top for whatever reason, it pulls on the heartstrings, and to award that person, what a hugely life altering experience that must be for you.
You mean for the kids? Oh, for us?
For you to be able to bear witness to, you know, the vision of these children for the future. I mean, you know, I kids, I think, are incredible, and I've yet to meet a kid I don't like. And it is, you know, so when, and I have a young one at home, so when he talks, I listen. And you know, I'm always blown away. He's 16, and I'm always blown away by, you know, his humble, you know, gift of service. I mean, to him, it's just natural. So for somebody who does not have that opportunity, you know, we have grown kids, and we forget what it's like to have kids, or, you know, that type of thing. To know that the three of you are there, you know, taking the time and the energy to read about the hopes and dreams of these children, I think it's just absolutely mind-boggling, and I truly appreciate everything that you and your team do to help these children, you know.
Yeah,
and,
thank you for that.
Yeah.
It's been a huge gift.
It sounds like it is an amazing gift to be able to bear witness to, you know, somebody's, you know, beautiful thoughts on paper.
Oh, totally. I mean, I'm of an age where I have absolutely no teenagers around. I have no clue what's going on out there. But since these essays started coming through and I've been privileged to read them, I'm just so deeply impressed by their insights, their common sense, their creativity, and their yearnings for a more caring future. They really care. They don't like what's going on in certain aspects of the world these days, and even just in their own backyard. And they are very determined to make really positive changes. And it's so wonderful to be able to provide the platform for them to express that and validate validate their yearnings and their desires for a better world.
Well, thank you for what Unified Caring does, what UCA does, I mean, in all of its core aspects of the CARE program are very beneficial to the areas of focus, you know, but the one with children, because, you know, well, it just speaks so much to me. I love what you're doing. I absolutely love what you're doing. Now, let's see, are there, like, what do they have to, when they're writing to you, what are some of the topics that you've presented to your entrants in the past that spur their imagination?
Oh, okay. Well, some of the essay questions that we've had, let's see, one of them was, how do you plan to live a life that promotes peace and unity? How will you create the journey to fulfill this purpose? Another one, which was really kind of fascinating, if you were president of the United States, what would you do to promote peace and unity? Then if you were the caring ambassador at your school, what would you do to inspire other students to be more caring? That was a very good one because the responses were very close to home. They could relate to that one very, very easily, you know, and they had issues, bullying and unkind behavior and teachers not caring. I mean, they go on and on and on about their own life experiences and they share that. And it's really wonderful that they can observe it and want to change it as opposed to going down for the count. You know what I mean? None of these essays are in a poor me place. They're always in an inspiring, this isn't right, I want to change it place.
Right.
Just incredible.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if they, you mentioned caring ambassador, do they then become a caring ambassador at their school?
That's one of our goals. We really want to create, the phrase came out, and it was like, oh, let's use this. And then it's just like, wow, that really... That's a nugget of something that has growth potential. So yes,
right.
we are in the process of creating a caring ambassador program with some sort of dynamic pointers that these kids can carry with them and become like leaders of kindness, caring leaders in their school and in their neighborhoods. So, yes, we are definitely working on that because we think that that's just like, whoa, there's a door that opened up. Let's explore that and see how we can make that work for everyone.
Exactly. I think that would probably be a fantastic rollout at every high school, and I can see that at every high school across the nation having caring ambassadors, especially, you know, in the high school area of life when – kids are, you know, feeling, you know, some of the things that teenagers feel, whether it's depression or something's going on at home, or, you know, we had a heart-wrenching incident at my son's school, and at the, you know, the every single child truly needed somebody to hear them with what they were feeling about the loss of two of their classmates, and I can see your caring ambassador program. I can actually see that in every school making a difference in the lives of teenagers, and all they need is just one person that listens. I mean, really,
You're
that's I think what kids
right.
just need. They just need one person. Right?
Yeah, no,
that,
you're absolutely
that shows
you're
that they care. Right. Luna, I can see that.
I know.
That's incredible.
I can feel your passion. Let's work on it. Let's do this.
Yeah, I would love to help with that. I think that is probably the evolving of the scholarship program. And how beautiful is that?
I like where your mind is going. I absolutely agree. It really excites me to think about that, because it's like kids helping kids, you know, and they're the ones that are right in the thick of it. They're the ones that know where the needs are. And I think that that's a fabulous idea. And really, to be honest, on some of these essays that come through from these kids, they talk about that. They talk about being kind to the new person that comes into school. They talk about, you know, not making fun of a kid that doesn't dress to the standards that everyone else does, and because you don't know what their home life is like, and, you know, smile at them and make their day, you know, let them feel mm-hmm. welcome. And I mean, this is a big issue among the kids. Because I guess, you know, I'm not in that arena at school, obviously, but through what these children write, there are a lot of issues that these kids are dealing with today. And the more consciousness they have, the more choices they have to make a better choice. And sometimes they don't even know they have a choice. They don't even realize they have a choice to be different, to be kind, to do good. They just get caught up in the circle of society in the school, and it would give them an opportunity to make better choices, I think. You know, mm-hmm. I'm with you on that, girl. Let's do this.
Yeah, I would love that, you know, because the more people... I mean, because bullying is, you know, rampant in every school, and no matter where your child goes, and you know, to have people who stand up and say no, and then step in for somebody who is, you know, being bullied, or to step in with somebody who's new and kind of give them the ropes and say, okay, this is a school, this is, you know, your classes, you know, kind of give them a tour of the school, make them feel welcome, like they've always been there, you know, those types mm-hmm. of things. This would be a great thing to roll out for the fall, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Everybody's
on lockdown
like
now, so yeah, that would be great if we can,
yeah, we can,
you know, that would be good. I love that idea. I do. And I love your words. I love, you know, I love the phrase caring ambassador. And, you know, I think CAs would be great at every single school.
The CA squad.
Yes, the CA squad. I love it. Those are your past topics. So what are your current topics for the spring essay? Or do they not change? Are they always the same?
No, they're always different. We try to make them different because very often you have some of the same students, you know, participating every year. But our current scholarship essay topic asks the student to write a 500 essay addressing the caring actions they would take to make a change for the better in one of four categories. And we used our care categories: children, animals, reforestation, and the elderly. This is a very specific question, and we were curious about that because that is our mandate, care. And we thought, well, let's see what the children have to say about this. I really don't want to call them children. I think they're mini masters, actually. But yeah.
I love that, mini masters. I love it. What a great. You know, title for these children.
Yeah, well, I have nothing but respect and awe for these kids. I'll be perfectly honest. They really humble me in so many different ways. That is our current essay opportunity. It is open for juniors and seniors. And hopefully there are some people listening who might want to participate in that.
Right. I think that's great. Now, In your opinion, what is the most significant thing that you've learned through these essays?
No significant thing. Well, you know, not having an arena of kids around me, not being exposed to teenagers today, my head used to go to just the cliche, impression of, you know, kids. It's just like this jumble of kids in a classroom in a school, going from class to class, dealing with bullying, dealing with this, dealing with that. You know, like, I didn't have a very clear impression, and I had my own convoluted thoughts about what it was like. And it was so distant and so far removed from me, I couldn't relate to any of it. But right. in reading, this opened the door for me. Like I said, this is the humbling part, because I think I know things I know nothing. This is the humbling part. These kids are dealing with things that you could not even imagine. I mean, there is no poor me here. I mean, these are kids that I can't even go into the stories. They're so distressing. However, they, when you give them a platform to speak, their inner light stays lit. It just,
right.
I want to change. I want to see this for my brother. I want to see this for my friend. I want to see this for my neighbor. I want to see this for the school program. I want to see this for my culture. I mean, there are kids that write about their culture and how their culture doesn't reinforce education, and how they want education for everyone. I mean, they think about things that are so far reaching and so benevolent to make this a better world. I mean, it really blows my mind. They're not discouraged. They have that spark that stays within them. And
right.
That for me is a huge, 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 huge gift, because it inspires me. It inspires
right.
me to look outside myself, you know?
Right. Now, we have like 3 minutes left in our program, and you sent me something that I would like to share as we close out our show today. And I would love for you to come back, because I know that we can talk about, there's so much more to delve into with the scholarship program. I would love to have you back at a later date, if that's all right with you.
Sure.
Oh, thank you. Now, this is a student who wrote about those core areas, and he tapped into something that is so current and on the minds of everybody right now, and it has to do with COVID-19. And this is a quote from his essay. Some of the most profound positive changes are made in times of crisis, because those moments when we exhibit our true character and have limitless potential in aiding those who need support. Oh, my God, I'm getting goosebumps. Amidst the rising COVID-19 confusion and fear, the elderly are in a troublesome situation where they particularly need help from those who care. By informing the elderly about the coronavirus true threat, providing them with entertainment, and aiding them in their daily tasks, I will reassure them that they're not forgotten during this catastrophic pandemic. By caring for the elderly, I hope my actions inspires others to practice kindness during the unstable time when compassion and benevolence are exceptionally meaningful. Doesn't that just get your heart? Oh, my God, that just hits me. Right there.
This is not a mini master. I don't know who this kid is, but he's not a mini master. He's a giant master. When I first read this, I got goosebumps everywhere. I thought, who are you? You are the future. Thank God you are the future. And you are here now. And
right.
he is in the rest of his essay, he really explains about what he is doing now to be of service to the elderly during this pandemic. And wow, he's just exceptional. He's the primo example of what comes through on these essays. But he is just one of many, 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 many. I mean, he expresses himself very beautifully. And there are some that may not express themselves so beautifully, but their heart is so visible and palpable through the essays, it makes no difference. Yeah,
right.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah,
thing.
Well, Luna, yeah. Thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for sharing this information. I know that there's an awful lot more that I'd like to touch on, so we'll have to schedule another to continue before the scholarship ends on May 15th. But in the meantime, Anybody, if you have a high school student, junior or senior, please go to the website unifiedcaring.org and click through to the scholarships. And you can read past scholarships there and some of the huge compassion that these children have for themselves and for others and the world. It is amazing to me. Luna, thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate you. Everybody, thank you for listening. It's been a great time.
My pleasure. My real pleasure.